You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm wishing everybody out there a good Thanksgiving. And I am joined today where I am having a good Thanksgiving with Robin Witten, who is the founder and editor of Audiophile Magazine. Hey, Robin.
Hi, Joe.
How's your cooking coming along?
Well, I'm in the midst of it, but I've been listening to some of the things that we've been talking about this week. You know, I know a lot of people will be celebrating today, maybe watching football and... But everybody has a lot of traveling to do, either coming up over the weekend, maybe some shopping, who knows. This is a very fun new thriller. And you know we love to talk about them.
Yes, we do. I like thrillers.
Well, this is from Joseph Cannon, and it's called The Accomplice. And it's read by Jonathan Davis.
Now, Jonathan Davis has read a lot of books, but I don't think he's ever read... Well, Joseph Cannon has so many different readers, it's also hard to keep up with who's read his work.
That's true. But Jonathan Davis does a wonderful job here.
And I bet. He's good.
It demands a lot of accents, and he's very good at that. So here, the story involves a famous Nazi hunter who, at the end of his life, convinces his young nephew, Aaron, to leave his very safe and comfortable CIA desk job to find this elusive Nazi doctor. So this is the kind of spy story that I really love. A little bit different, somewhat like the Alan First that we talked about, with resistance and retribution against the Nazis as a theme. But it's quite different, and it's got a lot more globe-trotting here.
Alan First's book was set during World War II. When is The Accomplice set?
Well, it's set in the early 1960s.
Okay, that helps.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so it's just after the Eichmann trial. It has to do with chasing Nazis into Argentina. So we've got some accents in Argentina. We have German, Yiddish, Israeli, and American accents. And Jonathan Davis does a great job. He seems to be able to always get just the right amount of emotion. It's a lot of high emotion in this story. You've got to keep it right at the right level.
Right, because too much emotion can be exhausting.
And it's not a short book. So, you know, the kind of thing, you've got to know what happens. So can't turn it off.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit? Do you need to set this up for us?
This is sort of in the beginning when Max, the old man, and his nephew, Aaron, are sitting on a terrace in Hamburg, Germany, when suddenly Max sees this very elusive Nazi that he has been hunting, but then collapses with a heart attack.
Okay, that's certainly starting us off with the bang. This is The Accomplice by Joseph Cannon, read by Jonathan Davis.
Looking again past Fritz down the terrace, a gasping sound which only Aaron heard as, "Stop him." Then a scraping of chairs as people cleared a space around him. Aaron looked up, following Max's gaze. The man in a coat still walking.
"Please, please."
Max's voice still faint but frantic now. "He's having an attack," a voice behind them. "Somebody do something."
"Stop him," Max grunted.
The man passed a few more tables, then turned for a second, hearing the commotion. A winter coat, a hat, the face almost hidden by the brim, features blurred, as if the camera catching them had been shaking. He looked down the promenade, a quick scan, then turned to them, his face still for an instant, a snapshot, just one, and then turned again, walking on, everyone else now coming toward Max, only one walking away, beginning to hurry, late for something.
That's very dramatic. This is in the beginning?
Yes.
Wow. So it starts off on that level. That really, it sustains that energy throughout.
Almost. I mean, yeah. Max had to have a little bit of time to convince Aaron that to take over what he calls the business, which is pretty funny. Mm-hmm. It's got good humor and a lot of exciting thriller components in the search.
Okay, so that is The Accomplice by Joseph Cannon, read by Jonathan Davis. Thank you, and I hope you have a good day, and we will talk again tomorrow.
All right.
Okay. Graphic Audio, which is a movie in your mind, is the sponsor of today's episode of Behind the Mic. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.